I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
This is the WEOL Morning Show.
Mardi Gras style.
9th annual Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday party for Elyria City Schools is coming up tomorrow, and Amy Higgins from the schools is here to talk about it. Good morning, Amy. Thanks for sharing
some
time.
Good morning. Thank you. I love the lead-in music.
Well, you're going to hear a lot of music kind of like that, probably at Nick Abraham Ford coming up tomorrow. Tell us about that big event.
It's a great party. It's actually hosted by our levy committee, the Elyria Citizens Committee for Quality Education, and tickets are only $15. We have that party hosted by Nick Abraham at Nick Abraham Ford in Elyria. He does that at no charge to the committee, and really is quite a nice favor to us to move all of those cars out and make space in his beautiful showroom for our party. It's very colorful, lots of fun. We have authentic Cajun Creole classics. Our chef, who's an executive chef, who graduated from Johnson & Wales Culinary Institute, Scott Tiemann, is making jambalaya, rice and beans, poor boys with andouille sausage, chicken, breaded shrimp. We'll have king cake and a lot of delicious things to choose from for only $15. Tickets are still selling. We're selling them at all of the school buildings, but also we're selling them at the door. So if somebody's kind of on the fence about whether or not they're free tomorrow night, you can certainly decide last minute and come on over to Nick Abraham at 5 o'clock. We'll have great prizes to bid on. Our artist Mel Rainey will be drawing caricatures, and we'll even have fortune tellers there.
Amy, I noticed on the lineup of possible food, and maybe you referenced this, but I need some clarification. The spelling is E-T-O-U-F-F-E. What is that?
Etouffee. That is actually like a shrimp gravy.
Ooh.
Over rice.
Here, Craig, I got a picture of you here. There's images of etouffee right there in the bowl.
Very nice.
It's pretty spicy. It does have a kick. That's what Cajun Creole food is, so. But there's some items, there's lots of items for everybody, so, you know, if you're not into the spicy food, there's some shrimp and chicken and basics, too.
Entertainment as well?
Entertainment, we'll have music, we'll have a DJ. I think something that's really fun is the caricatures. I have to say, Mel Rainey, I don't know that if you guys have had your caricature done. I would love to have him do yours for you. He is such a talented artist. He's one of our artists at the high school and very well known. And he will sit there for the whole 3 hours from 5 to 8. You just come on up and sit down and bring your friends, bring your family. He'll do these wonderful caricatures for you. And then for those who, you know, want to really get into the whole Mardi Gras spirit, we're going to have fortune tellers there, too.
Ooh. What does one wear to the Mardi Gras celebration?
You know, we would love to see some truly festive Mardi Gras clothing, but traditionally people just are coming from work, so a lot of times they're wearing their work casual clothes or just casual clothes. We do see some fun colors and masks and boas and things like that, but certainly it's not required.
A little purple and green and gold, maybe, perhaps.
That's right. That's what you'll see when you walk through the door. All the colors will be there.
If people want to get the ticket, and of course, Pioneer Red, too, I suppose. You won't turn people away for that, right?
Well, we can't not have the Pioneer Red, that's for sure.
If people want to get the tickets for this event, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, they can come up to the schools. Any of the Elyria schools are selling them. They can buy them at the door, or they can give me a call at 284-8183, and I can certainly set them up with tickets.
Sounds good. Amy Higgins from Elyria City Schools, thanks for sharing the details about it, and good luck and have fun at the big event tomorrow going on at Nick Abraham Ford. Thanks very much.
Oh, thanks for the time. I really appreciate it.